I got involved with the Iditarod in 2010. I came up to work with Alaska Missions as a volunteer myself and served helping run the finish line area, and have been involved ever since.
There we go.
Okay, I'm here today and involved with the Iditarod because I have literally fallen in love with the people and the culture here in Nome, particularly the Native culture, and they're my heart people. And so I love to come up here and serve both the Iditarod and the community as well while I'm here and all through the year. One of my most memorable Iditarod experiences happened when I was making snow machine runs back and forth to the safety checkpoint, which is the last checkpoint on the Iditarod Trail. It's 22 miles out of Nome. And to get there, you go along the coast and you climb over Cape Nome, and then you go back down to the coast and get to the roadhouse. In the process of doing that several years ago, my buddy and I that was traveling with me that day, we were climbing Cape Nome, and we met a musher up on the top of Cape Nome who was very concerned about their dogs. They had one dog that was not doing as well as the others, and they were down close to the lowest number of dogs they could have to come in, and he was concerned about whether to keep the dog going or put it in the bag and risk being eliminated. And so he was very distraught about the whole situation, and he was tired, and lack of sleep, you know, does things to you that you wouldn't normally do. And because of the situation, he was really ready to just toss in the towel. And my buddy Kimmer got off his snow machine, got down in the snow with the gentleman, and put his arm around him and gave him the best coach pep talk I've ever heard in my entire life. And I've played sports my entire life. And he got the gentleman back up on his sled and back into town, and we were able to meet him at the finish line, and he was so thankful for meeting us there on the mountain that day. And that's part of why I do what I do here, because I try to meet needs and break down walls that